Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To watch your bullpen implode on this trip, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen anything like it.
Yeah, no, it's tough. You know, we put ourselves in position once again to win a lot of games on this road trip, and our bullpen couldn't get it done. You know, I was looking through all the numbers today, and man, is it tough. You know, we lean on our starters more than anybody in baseball. I think our relievers throw the least, just about the least amount of innings, and that's what's been killing us. And we lean on them the most. Our offense has been fine. So it's tough to lose games like that, you know. But, hey.
You've had five or six of them. You've had some of the worst ones in a row in 1 year that I've – the Dodger one last week with the Cubs, yeah. A couple this week. And you've had – I don't know how your team withstands them. I mean, you've had three or four of the ones that have been as bad as anyone I've seen in years.
You know, well, obviously we're not withstanding them as far as our win-loss record goes. But I will give credit to the players. They come – ready to fight again the next day, man. They've been tremendous at that. The bottom line is we're not getting it done in the win-loss column.
All right, couple of things. Mickey, I saw a story today that had an executive really going after Vargas. Is there a problem with the hierarchy in Vargas about how he has continued or did continue to say there's more to the story? Is he in some hot water right now, or has that been calmed down?
No, I think it's all, you know, trying to go away. I think that's you know, we've said what we needed to say. I apologize. The club has apologized, and we're just trying to move past it.
But Vargas said there was more to the story, and then he wouldn't say what it was. So he kind of extended the story by saying, hey, my side of the story hasn't come out. I don't know if there is another side of the story, but he didn't want to tell it. So has that created a problem?
No, it hasn't. Not in our clubhouse. Everybody's pulling in the same direction, and we're ready to move on, like I said.
Is Vargas okay with the hierarchy of the team? Is he okay? Is everything okay with he and the team?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, because the quote from the executive the other day, which was unnamed, was, you know, we're very unhappy with him, the way he handled this, blah, blah, blah. So it sounded like there was some they were upset with him not apologizing.
No, I think that we understand that we've said what we needed to say. You know, like I said, the club came out and made their apology, and we're trying to move on.
All right. Now, what do you do tonight with a lead? Do you go right back to the same guys and hope for a different outcome, or do you do something different?
Well, tonight's an easy one, Mike, because Edwin Diaz will most likely be down.
Okay.
You know, I usually don't say that before a game, but he threw so many pitches last
34,
night.
34.
I'm sure the other team is aware of that. So, you know, someone else will be closing tonight. The problem with that is, and, you know, this is not beating up the players, everybody's been having the same outcome.
Right.
So what we'll do tonight and what we try to do every night
is give DeGrom the ball and get out of the way.
And you know what? I have a feeling he'll do that. That's what DeGrom does. He'll probably step up and go nine for us and kind of alleviate all of our stress level. But, you know, if we have to make a move, we're going to make the best move we possibly can based on who we have available and what hitters are coming up to the plate. And then you have to live with it.
Mickey, I watched Robinson Cano break in. He's had a Hall of Fame-type career. He is in an incredible slump. 7 for his last 49, 3 for his last 27. I'm not going to ask you how long you're playing because you have a lot invested in him. So I know he's going to play. But do you have to move him out of the three-hole at some point here if he does not become more productive? Because he's 7 for his last 49. That has killed you.
Right. We have definitely thought about that. I talked to Chile at length this morning. We do feel like he has barreled up the ball, even though the hits haven't come. He got two in the game,
right.
two games ago when he played, and then went 0-for again. But we thought he hit the ball pretty hard. So they're working on something. We're going to give it today to see how it goes. But we know at some point you have to make adjustments. Robbie's aware of that. You know, we moved him down to the five hole that one game when he came back because the lineup made sense. But I will say this. If we need Robbie Cano to perform, hitting in between Alonso and Conforto, he's going to see the best pitches he's going to possibly see. So it might be the best spot for him personally to come out of some kind of a slump. But we know as a team, if it's hurting us, we're going to have to make an adjustment.
Is there anything wrong with Cano? Is he healthy?
Totally healthy. You know what? He's in a mentally in a great spot, and physically he's in a great spot.
Don't know that he's ever gone through anything like this. I didn't chronicle every game in Seattle. He never went through anything like this with the Yankees. I mean, I don't know that he went through this in Seattle ever. I don't know if he's ever gone through a slump like this before.
You know what? I venture to bet that, you know, in the last 14 years, he's gone 7-for-49 at some point.
Not too many 7-for-49s when he's rolling the ball, you know, to the second baseman and got four RBIs. I don't think he's had too many of those. You know, this guy's had a Hall of Fame career. I mean, it's amazing how bad he's been this year.
Yeah, he's been working hard to come out of it, that's for sure.
So you feel he's been working hard at trying – what you see is he's been – in your mind, he's been working hard to get this turned around.
Oh, no doubt about it. They put a plan in place. Robbie's always been a guy that prepares. He loves to hit early. He loves to, you know, work on drills. So he's always trying to put himself in a position to have the most success he possibly can. Unfortunately, it hasn't been coming for him at this point.
All right. You know, your offense has, you know, Frazier, I have to say, has done a pretty good job. You know, Dom Smith's done a very good job. Obviously, Alonso and McNeil both deserve to be on the All-Star team. I hope they both are. I know now that Alonso is going to the Home Run Derby, and he's in, which is what he should do, and he should have done. He also should be on the All-Star team. I would be shocked if he's not. I think McNeil should be too. So it hasn't been the offense that's been that bad. And, you know, you've gotten it from Frazier. You've gotten it from Davis and Dom Smith. It's really just been this bullpen that has just destroyed this team.
Absolutely. You know, I was looking in the numbers today. Our offense has been fine. And you know what hurts the worst is that was the question mark. What is our offense going to be? And now that it's fine, it hurts even worse that we are where we are because we thought our bullpen was going to be able to come in and do the job. You know, our starters have hauled almost the most innings in the league. They're top six in WAR as a group. They've pitched fine. They could have pitched better, absolutely, at times. But they've done the job, and it's really been the part of our team we lean on the most that has hurt us. And that stings almost more than anything else.
Are there any short-term answers, minors, anything that can be done here or will be done short-term to kind of – I understand you got to give the ball back to Diaz. He's your closer. That's all there is to it. You're not getting another closer. But is there anything short-term you guys are talking about doing or anything you can share with us that you are planning? That Dodger game was a month ago. This has been going on straight for a month, and it's gotten worse on this last five games. Right now, it's such an acute problem. I mean, tonight you just give it to DeGrom and hope that he goes nine innings. I understand that. But what? Any short-term changes, anything we're going to be looking at that's going to be different, or is it just going to be business as usual the next time you go to the pen?
You know, there's no short-term personnel changes that we have in the organization that are going to, you know, be able to come up here and right the ship, so to speak. But the short-term answers as far as solutions for what's going on is to continue to identify what's going on. Like we saw with Diaz two nights ago, his foot was in line. He was electric. He punched out everybody. They couldn't hit his fastball. Then the next night, his foot is a little off kilter, his spin rate goes away, and then the ball just doesn't have the life. And it's the same velo, it's the same break, but that one little mechanical flaw doesn't allow him to get any outs, which is incredible. But it's one inch, and that foot makes a difference. So all we can do short term is to continue to identify things like that. We've identified him with Gesellman. His last two innings have been lights out, new slider grip, new arm angle with his lead arm to give him some deception. And all we can do is identify things like that in the short term to help them out and go have more success when they pitch in the next time they pitch.
And what about Lugo? Do you think it was fatigue, his last two, where he caved in after having really 15 appearances where he got scored on once? He has been hit hard his last two. Is it fatigue with him, or is it something else?
No, it wasn't fatigue. It was more just him overthinking some things. We walked through, you know, his thinking. It was a pitch or two here or there that didn't get implemented. I thought his last outing was much better than the one before that. But he just had a mechanical flaw two times ago. The last outing was more just unfortunate events. But we understand that he's going to be fine in the end. We got to make sure he's using the right pitches and facing the right batters that he's supposed to face.
You know, you have a lot of pitching brain trust there. You were a renowned pitching coach. You got the Vulture, who was a pitching
tremendous coach.
You got now a third guy who's your pitching strategist. That's a lot of pitching guys in the mix. I mean, how is that working out for you right now with dealing with the players? I mean, is it let Reagan do it and just back off? I mean, are you being very active with the player? What's going on? Has it changed for them much since they changed in the pitching coach, or is it business as usual?
No, it's business as usual. Phil Regan obviously delivers all the messages. You know, the guys are delving into information just to try and figure out what we can do. I mean, Has he tweaked guys
a little bit?
Yeah, he helped Gesellman out with his slider. He helped Diaz out with the you know, direction with his foot, which helped for a couple outings, and then he reverted back, which they're going to go work on again today. They've already had the conversation about it. He's going to impact guys, just like Dave did. Dave is an impactful, unbelievable pitching coach. Phil Regan is as well. Phil Regan is a different style, obviously, and more of a grandfather figure, if you will. And hopefully he can bring some calm to the storm that's happening, and we think he will.
All right, you're 8 games under 500. You're 11 games behind the Braves. You're 7 out in the loss column in the wild card. You're on the brink here. You got the Braves in, followed by the Yankees. Where is your team right now?
You know what? We're in a tough spot. It's going to take a miracle.
Is your team down?
I've seen miracles before. No, they're not. We're down in the win-loss column. That's the bottom line. But our team comes to play every day. They, you know, I think it's because we have a good mix of personnel in here and personalities. We're never going to give up. We understand that we're in a very, very, very tough situation. It may take a miracle to get out of it. That's happened before in Mets land. They're celebrating the 30-year anniversary of it, and we're hoping that that can happen. We're optimistic that we can get this going.
So your team, which would have a right to be demoralized after some of these losses, you don't see any of that in this team as the first-place Braves come in. You don't see any fight being knocked out of your team so far.
Absolutely not. That's one thing that this team has stayed consistent with. We might not have pitched consistently, hit consistently, but their fire and their determination has been consistent every single day. I've never seen this group down. They always pick each other up. They're patting Diaz on the back after the game last night, and they're saying, let's go get them tomorrow.
Did you say anything to your team after yesterday's game or before tonight's game, or just left it alone?
No, I left it alone. That was a tough one. You know, we talked a couple days ago. Keep your chin up. Let's go. Keep on fighting. And, you know, that doesn't even need to be said to this bunch. But every now and again, you have to, you know, pump them up a little bit.
You're close now to being, you know, the Braves are 11 in front of you. You can't lose any more room to these guys. So you're kind of on the brink right now, this team. Do you kind of sense that?
Yeah, we've sensed that for quite some time. And we have to be better, man. That's the bottom line. Our fans deserve it.
How do you feel about things? Are you demoralized?
No. I'll never be demoralized. I think that that's the way I approach life. I come in every day to beat up on somebody and work my tail off every single day to do it with optimism and enthusiasm, and I always will.
And I'm sure you guys have spent a lot of time searching for answers in that bullpen. They're hard to find, huh?
Yeah, we are, man. We're digging into every possible thing we possibly can, having conversations with guys, looking at information, doing everything we possibly can as a group, as individuals, to put ourselves in a better spot where we're not going to blow a lead.
How tough was this week for you personally with the apologies, the second apology, which I've never seen before? How tough was this week for you personally?
Hey, it was tough. We had to let go some guys I respected very much in the game. We had an incident, an unfortunate incident that didn't need to happen. And you know, we understand that we can't allow that to happen in the future. And we've blown some big games during the most important part of our season. So very tough, but, you know, I woke up every morning with the enthusiasm for this job. I love being in New York. I love managing the Mets, and I accept responsibility for everything and everybody around me. And I'm going to come here and do my job every single day and be the best I can possibly be.
All right, Mickey, thank you.
You thanks, Mike.
All right, Mickey Callaway, the Mets manager, beleaguered manager right now. The team 11 behind the Braves. No Diaz, as you would figure, 34 pitches yesterday. He gave up 2 home runs. He's not available this evening. He needs a day to clear his head. And it's DeGrom tonight, so if you got a lead, are you going to think about going, leaving? You know, I don't care if DeGrom's throwing 120 tonight. Let him stay in the game. Who are you going to go to in that pen? Imagine if you lost the game with DeGrom had the lead tonight, 2-1, you go to him in the ninth and blow the lead again. Can't happen. So to me, it's DeGrom or bust this evening. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.